Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Here. Go on home. Go home and sleep it off.
Too early for that, Miss Kitty. The sun hasn't gone down yet.
And it's not likely to for a spell. It just came up.
No.
Yes. Now go on home.
I hate to go home when the sun's up. It's too bright. Things don't look good in the brighter day, Miss Kitty. You can see them too clear.
Yeah, I know. With a load of whiskey you took on, your eyes won't be open long enough to see much. Go on home, Hook, please.
Miss Kitty?
Hmm?
Them chairs, they cost much?
Don't worry about the chairs. Just go home.
Sometimes I gotta throw things or hit something. Yeah. I just gotta.
I know, Hook. Come on. I'll walk you to the door.
She was awful pretty, Miss Kitty.
Yeah. She was, Hook.
Everything about her. Maybe if she hadn't been so pretty, I'd be making out better now. You think that?
I think this. You got to quit thinking of what's past and gone and look on yourself and the way things are now.
I don't much want to do that.
I don't blame you. You have a pleasant sight. Trouble is, you're the only one who can make things better for yourself. The only one who can grab hold of those bootstraps of yours and pull yourself up even with the world again.
Yeah. Let's have a little drink on that, huh?
Get out.
Now, Miss Kitty.
I said, get out!
Happy at his work.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, what gives you the idea I'm so all fired happy about sweeping out?
Well, that humming, for one thing. Well, of course, I'm calling it humming till I know better.
You don't have to make light of my humming, Doc.
I don't make light of it. It could be mighty serious.
Serious?
Yeah. I knew a fellow once, sounded just like you. He had a bad case of catarrh.
Doc, you ever get a notion to give up being a friendly backwoodsy doctor? You can make quite a name for yourself with us, your talk.
Oh, no. Just, I couldn't bear to leave you.
Oh, yes, I know.
No, it's true. You keep me kind of stirred up. A man needs that, too, to keep all his juices flowing properly.
You and your juices sure flowed out of bed on the wrong side this morning, I'd say.
But the last time I got out of bed was yesterday morning. I sat the night by old man Hatch.
He's near played out, ain't he, Doc?
Yes, afraid so. It can't last much longer.
Well, and he's near 90. That's coming right close to living forever.
Awful close, Chester. If you got no feeling for living anymore, and he's got none. You know, the thing that set me off was Hook Mather. I found Hook on the way back to town from the Hatch place.
You found him?
I did. He sprawled drunk and passed out in his own cornfield. His horse standing over him.
Well, he's just bound to drink all they make, ain't he?
If he wasn't so young and strong, he wouldn't have lasted this long. Poor devil.
Near a year since we buried Sarah.
From the looks of that house, you'd think a woman never set foot in it.
Now, there's a howdy-do. Old man Hatch trying his best to die at 90, and young Hook Mather trying for the same thing a good 60 years younger.
Yeah, I tell you this, Chester. They're both apt to make it, the rate they're going.
Excuse Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
The stage driver said I should go to the Long Branch. Could you point it out to me?
Why, yes, ma'am. It's just yonder down the street right there, if you'll excuse my pointing.
Oh, yes, I see it now. Well, much obliged.
Ma'am, the stage driver tell you it was a saloon?
Yes. Yes, he did. Thanks, kindly.
What do you reckon she wants at the Long Branch?
Maybe she drinks. You sure can't tell by looking.
You can tell one thing by looking, Doc. That there was one homely lady.
You know, I can't remember seeing you take a drink this early in the morning, Kitty.
This isn't today, Matt. This is still late yesterday.
Oh? How's that?
Well, you might say I was sitting up with a sick friend. Hook Mather spent the night at the bar again.
Well, why didn't you let Sam take care of him?
Last time I did that, it cost me 2 tables and 5 chairs. I settled for 2 chairs, and I kept him from busting until just after dawn.
You shouldn't try to handle Hook alone, Kitty. Next time he comes in to make a night of it, you send over for me, huh?
And you'll sit up with it?
Well, I won't mother him, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I've been called a lot of things in my time, Matt, but Mother's hardly ever been one of them.
I'll see you later.
Sure. Drop in on old Mother Russell anytime.
Miss Kitty?
Yeah?
The stage driver said I should talk to you.
He did.
He said you were the most understanding woman in Dodge City.
Oh, the things that are happening to my reputation.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, that's what's wrong. Neither do I.
Well, I don't want to bother you. I guess you're busy.
Well, I'm not busy, honey. I'm dead on my feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am.
You just got in on the stage?
Just minutes ago, really.
What's your name?
Irma Crown. Miss Irma Crown.
Well, Miss Irma Crown, why don't you have supper with me this evening, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm supposed to be understanding about it. We'll both stand a better chance at supper time. All right?
What? Yes. Yes, all right.
Good.
Well, I declare. My goodness. I don't know what I expected, but, well, everything's so different out here.
Dodge City isn't something anyone expects. It just happens. Sooner or later you get used to it.
Well, I guess if you're from Harrisburg, you're not really ready to expect anything except Harrisburg. What's this place called?
Delmonico's.
It sounds so fancy. Delmonico's.
But it tastes so plain. You, must have had a reason for coming to Dodge, Irma.
Oh, yes, indeed. To get married.
Why, that's wonderful.
Well, I hope it is. That's why I came.
Well, if you're marrying someone from here, maybe I know him.
I suppose it'll be someone from here.
How's that?
Well, I cut the clipping out of the newspaper back home. I got so many things in my purse here. Some reporter from the East came out West and wrote back about the crying need for women on the frontier, how men long for home and families, and with no women...
Irma.
It's in here somewhere.
Never mind the clipping.
Well, since you know the gist of the story, it is true, isn't it, Miss Kitty?
There are lots more men than women out here. That's true.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Firsthand, you might say. Well, when I read it, I showed it to Mama, and we both agreed I should come out and do my part.
You came as a sort of a patriotic gesture?
Mama said we Crown women never shirked our duty to country yet. Why, in the war, when they brought the wounded to the courthouse, Mama and me saw to them...
Have you ever been married?
No. Does that matter?
No. No, of course not. I was just wondering.
You mean about my age? I'm not young anymore, but I thought if the need was so great, maybe it wouldn't matter out here.
What did you tell the stage driver that he sent you to me?
That I'd run out of money.
Oh?
He said you had girls at the Long Branch, sort of hostesses, the way he described them, to greet the men and talk to them and make them feel at home. And
that's what he said, was it?
You do use girls, don't you?
Why, use girls?
He was a very pleasant man. He was so considerate, too.
I'll bet you're a good cook.
Well, I am. I know pride's not becoming to a woman, but I am prideful about my way with food.
And you're so, too, don't you?
Since I was born, seems like. Well, this traveling suit and the hat, every stitch is mine. And I'm clean, Miss Kitty, about my person and my surroundings. I keep everything just like a parlor. But I wouldn't think these things are what you'd look for in a hostess.
They aren't, Herma.
And I don't understand.
I guess I'm saying a woman ought to do what she's best fitted for. The girls of the Long Branch, well, let's just say they're not much for cooking and sewing and redding up.
But they meet men, don't they?
They meet men.
Well, it's not just my age you're holding against me, is it, Miss Kitty?
I'm not holding your age against you.
Don't fear for hurting my feelings. I live with it all the time. Mama says I'm plain. It pleases her to say it that way. But I know. I'm a very homely woman.
You got a place to stay, Emma?
I told you, I've got no money.
Well, Ma Smalley's used to that. She's got a boarding house. Nice one. And no one who can sew and cook and clean up is going to be without money very long in this town. I'll take you over to Ma's.
I'm much obliged to you.
And Irma, being homely is one thing. But thinking you are, for a woman, that's unforgivable.
Look at that. My goodness. Man,
what the devil?
Goodness, Marshall, why, you gave me a fright.
What on earth are you doing to that stove, Irma?
Well, all I meant to do was set the apple dumplings down on it and go on my way. But when I saw the shape it was in...
What's the matter with it? Something broken?
Well, it seems to work all right. But it's as dirty a stove as I ever laid eyes on.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
It'd take lye water to do any real good. And the best part of a day going at it.
You know, it seems to me you've got enough work without looking for more.
Folks have been awful kind to me, Marshal. More than I deserve.
Not when you make apple dumplings like that.
There's three for you and Chester and Doc if he comes by.
Well, I'll try to remember who they're for.
I made them up to sell to Delmonico's and just tuck those extras in for you gentlemen.
Well, that's real nice of you, Irma. You know, you're the most talked about lady in Dodge these days.
For my cooking and my sewing.
Well, that's not an insult, you know.
Oh, I know. And I'm grateful. I truly am. Well, I'll say good day to you, Marshal. You'll remember me to Chester and to Dodge.
I'll be glad to, Irma, and many thanks for the dumplings.
My pleasure, Marshal.
Leave him alone, Clay.
That's right. Finish him off.
All right, that's enough, Clay.
I'm sick of him, Marshal. Just sick of the sight of him.
Stop it. Now use your head, Clay.
Well, how about him using his just once in a while?
Look after Hook, Kitty.
I can see from here he's half dead.
All right, Clay, what started it?
Him.
You sure?
Sure, him. He fell on me. Every time he went past my chair, he fell right on top of me. I got tired of shoving him off.
And I can't blame you for that, but you got no right to start flailing away at him the way he is now. He's too drunk to stand or
well,
to see.
Well, Kitty shouldn't have him around then, muttering and crying around. He gives me the willies.
Matt, he's awful hurt.
We better get him up to Doc's. Give me a hand, Clay, will you?
All right. But don't get the idea. I'm sorry I took him on. Somebody had to...
We'll talk about that later. Come on.
He He's a dead weight, sure, Marshal.
Yeah.
Marshal, Dillon, what on earth?
Well, he's hurt, Irma.
Poor Mr. Hook. You carrying him to Doc's?
That's right.
Well, I'll just go along with you. Might be I could lend a hand.
Well, I'll tell you this. You'd open your eyes, but that woman's gone out there at Hook's place.
I didn't know she'd gone out there to nurse him.
Yeah, been there a good couple of weeks now, hasn't she, Doc?
Oh, what's all of that, Matt? And there's no doubt in my mind he owes his life to Irma. Oh, he was a mess when you hauled him up to my place, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I sure don't know who'd have cared for him the way she has. He gonna be all right, Doc?
He's as good as well now, Kitty. And it's not just what she's done for him. His own Sarah never kept his house nicer.
I'll bet she's been spoon-feeding him, that good cooking of hers, too.
Why do you think Doc's made so many calls out there at mealtime?
Well, I'm not one to deny it. No, sir.
Yeah, she's a good woman, Irma is.
One of the best, ma'am.
I just hope she doesn't get hurt by it.
Well, Hook's grateful enough to her, I'll tell you that.
Well, what's going to hurt her, Kitty?
Oh, she has her heart set on something more than gratitude. That'd hurt her bad.
Well, I guess you'll pay her, all right.
Pay her?
What's so insulting about that?
If a woman's got Marion on her mind, there's just one thing worse than a man's gratitude, and that's his money.
Now, Kitty, Irma Crown's not the Marion kind.
No, sure not. She's just one of those good souls that's bound to look out for other folks.
Yeah. Well, suppose you tell her that. She and Hook just came in.
Yeah. Well, if Chester were here, it'd be most everyone we want to see, wouldn't it, Hook?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why don't you sit down, Irma, Hook?
Yeah, baby, well, here, I'll draw up another chair.
Oh, we're not staying, thanks,
Oh,
Doc.
We've got to stop by Moss Molly's, and can I tell him, Hook?
Well, you might as well.
We're being married, Hook and me.
Yeah.
What? Well, congratulations, Hook.
Well, yes, indeed, a hearty congratulations.
Thanks.
You look wonderful, Irma. I know you must be happy.
Well, you know better than anyone, Kitty. Remember what you said. A woman should do what she's best fitted for.
I remember.
Well, I am. I truly am.
I wish you every happiness, Irma.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Well, we better move along, Irma.
I should say we had. So much to do. And we're marrying on our way out of town. You come see us now. Right soon.
Right. Goodbye. You sure called the turn on that, Kitty.
Any woman could have called it.
Hey, wait a minute now. Not so quick. You were right about Irma, but you were wrong about Hook.
Well, what I said still goes. I just hope she doesn't get hurt.
Don't you think this is all right to do?
Drop in on Hook and Irma? It was your idea, wasn't it?
Well, I know. That was back up the road a piece. Now, getting here, I kindly wonder about it, being so soon after the wedding and all.
3 weeks? That's not so soon.
Well, maybe not. Only...
Look, if you don't want some coffee and a piece of pie, you can stay right here or right on in the Dodge.
Well, are you right sure she'll have pie?
Well, she'll have something fresh baked, I'm sure of that.
Well, I'll just keep you company then, Mr. Dillon.
That's mighty obliging of you, Chester.
Yeah, yes, it is. Ain't nobody stirring around outside, sure enough.
Hook's likely out in the field.
I don't smell no baked goods, Mr. Dillon.
Well, you just stay out here and sniff if you want to.
No, I'm coming.
Irma? Hook, anybody home? Take a look out back, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir.
Irma, it's Marshal Dillon.
Mr. Dillon, come here, quick!
What?
Mr. Dillon, this is terrible.
Hook.
He's dead. Just as dead.
Yeah, he's been dead, Chester. Come on. Irma.
I heard you, Marshal. But I couldn't make you hear me.
Well, you're all bruised and beat, Irma.
What happened here?
What had to be, Marshal.
Who did it?
Hook and me. We did it together.
Chester, get a cold cloth.
Yes, sir.
You mean he beat you, Irma?
And I killed him, Marshal. It was no accident. I meant to kill him.
Well, if he abused you this way, you're hurt bad, you know.
I'm dying, but it's all right. I don't mind the dying.
Here you are, Mr. Dillon.
Thanks, Chester. This will feel some better, Irma.
It's cold. Cold.
Yeah. Did he just beat you without any reason?
Oh, Hook had a reason. He used it all the time. She was pretty. Sarah was. You're ugly, he said. Ugly and old. You tell Kitty Marshall. It wasn't the beatings. It was hearing that word over and over. Ugly. Ugly. That's why I killed him. Because that word was killing me.
Irma? Irma?
She gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
Look at her now. She looks peaceful. And she looks almost...
almost pretty?
Yes, sir. Almost pretty.
I wish she knew. I wish to the devil she knew.
Gunsmoke. Produced and directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Kathleen Height, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg and Vic Perrin. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week on Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.